My friend was telling me about the investment he bailed out of just before it really took off. He said, I have a habit of doing that. I said, why? He said, well, it kind of runs in my family. And then he told me an unforgettable story. He said, my dad was approached by the founders of ServiceMaster, which is, of course, this huge multi-million dollar corporation in America. And they were neighbors, and they came to him when they were just starting. And they said, hey, would you like to get in on the ground floor and help us get started? He said, well, guys, why don't you just go clean your carpets? No thanks. Well, that wasn't all. Another one of their neighbors was a man named Ray Kroc. You might recognize that name. He was the founder of McDonald's. He came to the same man and said, would you be interested? We're opening our fourth little hamburger thing called McDonald's Golden Arches. Would you like to get in on the fourth store? Nah, I'm not into hamburgers. He came back to him another time and said, hey, it's going pretty well. You know, we're opening our seventh one. Would you like to get in on it? Nah, I'm not interested. How many times do you think he asked, what did I miss? I guess you just add those to the list of life's if-onlys, huh? Of course, you've got your own list. Oh, maybe not opportunities to make a million, but a lot of missed opportunities. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to word with you today about life's most expensive regrets. Our word for today from the Word of God is from Ephesians chapter 5, and I'm going to read verse 15. Be very careful about how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. I like those words, making the most of every opportunity. Those turn out to be, if you don't take them, life's if-onlys, if only I had. It's interesting that this challenge to not miss opportunities is followed by a description of a spirit-filled family life, husbanding, wifing, parenting, childing, and those are the if-onlys that you can't afford to miss. How many times have I had a parent say to me, Ron, what can I do to get my rebellious son or daughter back? Well, maybe they've been rushed to the hospital with a suicide attempt, or they're actively rebelling, breaking their parents' heart. Well, for me to give them the really honest answer, I might have to say, what I'm going to tell you is something that needed to be done years ago. Remember, there was a song years ago, Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. Dad was too busy, and then when he had time later, the son was too busy for his dad. See, each day is filled with opportunities to listen, to hug, to debrief, to teach, and they'll never come again. It's true in marriage, too. Days without being close become weeks and months and years, and one day you wish you could have those days back. They're gone forever. The Bible says make the most of every opportunity. Your son or daughter is feeling feelings now that really need your perspective. But this will pass and become a part of who they are, whether they get to share it or not. They're making choices. They're making friends. They're developing a sense of humor. They're trying to find out where God fits in everyday life. They need you there. There'll be many things more urgent, but none more important. Everyone else will scream for your attention. They'll just whisper. My friend watched his father miss some golden opportunities with golden arches, but that was only to make money. We're talking here about the opportunity to mark lives. And it happens in those little golden moments that don't seem that important at the time. If only I had taken the time. When it comes to your marriage partner, your children, your parents, those are life's most expensive if-onlys.
Did you know that you can get transcripts of A Word With You sent right to your email box every day? Be sure to subscribe to A Word With You, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries e-news, the verse of the day, or Ron's blog when you visit hutchcraft.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.